This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
9:03 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now from CBSSports.com, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, he is Jerry Palm. Good morning to you, Jerry.
Morning. How's it going?
It's going well. It's going well, Jerry. I can speak for my friend Jeremy over here. It's probably disturbing how much two grown men are enjoying college basketball so much this year. Honestly, man, I'm glad football is over, just so that college basketball can now have my undivided attention.
I'm enjoying it. It's kind of my job, but I like my job. So, and of course, I think you always enjoy it more when your team is doing well, if you have a team, which of course I do. But I think it's just been a tremendous season. The SEC has been so dominant at the top. But Duke, has got just almost generational player by even their standards in Cooper Flagg. And so there's just so much talent out there. And, these teams all have, there's some different styles of play, here. And, Alabama's a big time run and gun. And, Duke is not so much of that. And then you got Purdue just likes to grind it out against everybody, even though they can score. And it's just, it's fun. College basketball is always fun.
Yeah.
And it's not because it's not so homogenized like the NBA is.
I can't wait till the weekend comes because I watch college basketball in my underwear. It totally weirds out everyone else at the bar, but I don't care because the games are so good. But hey, as we're talking about it, like I was talking to someone else saying, man, there's so many upsets this year. And I'm going, well, is there? Or there's just a lot of good teams?
I don't know that that's true.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of upsets every year. It's not like I count them or anything, but I don't think, oh my gosh, it's like, major upsets every day or anything. But, if you're looking for that kind of thing, tonight might be your night because six of the top seven teams in my bracket are playing. Duke's the only one that's not. And five of those six are on the road.
Yep.
So, that's – and nobody's got a road game that you think, oh, yes, that's definitely an upset. They're obviously not playing each other. But, it's a it's a night where, the top of the bracket could get stood on its head.
Jerry Palm joins us. Jerry, let's talk about the ACC in North Carolina. Lost by 20 on the road last night, the Clemson, 85-65. When it's all said and done, is North Carolina going to have to, maybe reconsider that whole we only hire in the family? Because I don't know anyone right now that's in their family that could turn this program around. 7-6 isn't horrible, but it is for two reasons. It's Carolina, and the ACC is down.
Yeah, and they're not going to make the NCAA tournament.
No.
Even if they – I should say unless they win out.
Mm-hmm.
But even if they win all the games except Duke, they're not doing anything to really help themselves. It's just – I'm not going to tell them who to hire, but – You know, if you're going to lock yourself into a very small base of candidates, at some point it's going to go sideways on you.
Jerry, if you can only watch one game tonight, I mean, you've got great matchups across the board, Kentucky, Tennessee, Mississippi State at home. That Texas, I even think the Texas game is going to be fantastic. Which one is it for you?
Oh, okay. So I'm going to exclude Purdue. I'm probably going with Tennessee and Kentucky.
Yeah.
I mean, Kentucky, I think, kind of needs this. You know, they haven't really been themselves. They lost four out of five before they beat South Carolina over the weekend. And, you know, oddly, the win was at Tennessee. I think they need to string wins together. And, you know, they strung one together, so that's nice. But they need to get a streak going so they can kind of mitigate their bit of a slide down the bracket.
Arkansas right now 14-9 on the year. They're towards the bottom of the SEC. They've gone 500 over the last four games, losing to Oklahoma in the last game and a close one to Alabama. You know, this is not a John Calipari team that we expect moving forward, but how close is he in the SEC that's really competitive? Is he capable of getting this team towards the top of the standings anytime soon?
Well, I mean, he might be, but he's not playing.
Right.
You know, they've got games coming up at A&M, at Auburn, at Vanderbilt, home Mizzou, home Texas, home Miss State. I mean, you know, that's a tough road. Even the home games are, you know, there's no easy games left for them, except they take LSU at home. And, you know, the minute you think you've got an easy game, you've lost it. So, you know, the margin for error for Arkansas is pretty small. They're among, like I said, the last two teams in for me. So I've got 14 SEC teams in the bracket I did Monday. In the end, it'll be closer to 11. So, you know, if Arkansas wants to make sure they're one of them, they're going to have to navigate a difficult stretch of their schedule here.
Hey, for us East Coast biased people, anybody on the West Coast, I mean, we know about Gonzaga and some of the other teams out there, but anybody
Gonzaga's really, not having a good year.
Yeah. Anybody stand out to you, though, that you think could make a run out West?
Well, no, I don't think I've got a West Coast team where I'm just, you know, really excited about their prospects. I think the highest seeded West Coast team I had is Arizona.
Yeah.
You know, they're doing all right. That's probably the best of what you think of the West Coast, you know, like former Pac-12 type teams. Gonzaga's having a down year. St. Mary's is okay. But I would say at the moment, Arizona seems like the one in the best shape to make a run. And they got off to a slow start this year. You're coming back because I've had them, you know, in the middle of my bracket until recently, and now there are three seed in my bracket. They're the only Western team that's that high.
Before we get you out of here, Jerry, right now, who are your top four seeds at the NCAA tournament started today?
Well, I have Auburn, Alabama, Tennessee, and Duke. So Duke is four. So three SEC teams, and actually five of the top six
are
SEC teams. Again, probably not sustainable as they go through conference play and play each other.
There he is. He's the man, Jerry Palm. Jerry,
thanks so
a lot, man. Check him out on CBSSports.com. Thanks, Jerry.
All right, thanks.
All right, buddy, 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joe LaCroix's Encore out Black History Month at 9:45. But on the other side is Jeremy Kahn's Daily Line.
Yeah, we have a couple of things to go over tonight. Is you just listen to Jerry Palm talk about what a big slate it is for college basketball. I got a few upsets that I like. One favorite that I think is just going to run roughshod over its opponent. And a few in the NBA, a total there that's going to be in my top plays. We'll talk about it next here on The Fan.
The Big Bad Daily Line. 105.7 The Fan.
Lockett feeling it. Drops it in for three-point land. Big-time defensive play once again for the Tigers. Here's Hunter to launch it. And a three. 32-25. Lockett open again. Man, is he feeling it. Another three-pointer.
Just what you like to hear when you have the under in a game. Man, is that guy feeling it. Another three. Courtesy ESPN is I went 2-3 in my top five. Have not had a good week from many different standards, especially picking games, and I'm hoping tonight is a turnaround because there is quite a bit that I like. But with last night, man, the Magic let me down. They lost outright. I also had Houston Baylor under. They got hot in the first half, and it just did not matter. UNC Clemson, what you heard there, I had the under there, skied over the total. And then I won the Cavaliers minus 9.5, where that line kind of stunk a little bit. People were going, why is it so high? When they were facing the Minnesota Timberwolves yesterday, and then the over in the Charlotte FAU game were my two wins. So 2-3, went 2-1 in my leans, but who cares? It's all about the top plays. Let's take a look at the NBA tonight. I'm going to be on the 76ers minus 9. I think they're in an enviable position to face Toronto, who's played a couple of games here over the past few days. And I know the number doesn't look great because it's the Sixers favored by 9. I don't believe they're going to be able to stop Maxey, and we'll have to wait and see if Embiid plays. But in all honesty, this Raptors team made some moves, and they need to get healthy. They're just not healthy quite yet. I like the Knicks and Pacers to go over 239.5. I think we're going to get a really fast-paced game between those two teams. Talked about this the other day where the Pacers have been playing much faster. It's really hard to get a grip on Tyrese Halliburton, man. Sometimes he looks like he could be an MVP, and other times you're like, why does he start?
Yeah, what's the deal with him, man? What's going on with him?
I don't know. Like, he had a game the other day where I think he scored 4 points, and you're going, if you're a superstar, how many games do you actually get out there and just score 4 points? You know, like, you got to attack the basket. You got to get something going, and he's a big distributor, so I'm not like, it's just been weird to watch him play where I thought he was starting to become one of the better point guards in the league. And now you look at him and you go, yeah, he's okay. The game that I really like is Detroit and Chicago. We've talked about Chicago's pace. They're still playing fast. Detroit plays fast. Expecting a big game out of Cade Cunningham tonight. And I think you get a big game out of Vooch as well. So take the over at 238.5. That'll be a top play for me. Again, there's no hockey tonight. There was no hockey last night, but we got college basketball tonight. Lots and lots of big games to talk about. So where do you want to start? Let's go to some of the leans that I have for this evening. I like Texas plus the 3.5. They're hosting Alabama, and I do think Texas can get it done at home and win this game outright. I actually like what Ken Palm was talking about, or Jerry Palm, excuse me, was talking about with UK and Tennessee. UK does need this win. I did not pick that game. But I would lean Kentucky if you ask me. Mm-hmm. I like the Hurricanes tonight minus the 1.5. But these four are going to be top plays for me this evening. And I just think we're getting some really good matchups as far as college basketball goes.
Right.
I like Buffalo and Northern Illinois to go over the 152.5. I like Iowa State and Central Florida over the 157.5. I think those two are going to be two of the faster paced games we see. I did take a look at Bama. I think Texas can muddy up the waters some, so I didn't want to play the over there, as that is one of the highest totals on the board this week, or today at least. So I do like Iowa State, Central Florida to go over, but I preferred the Texas side in the Bama game. But my two of my favorite plays, I like Auburn on the road at Vanderbilt. I know they just had a hiccup, got busted. I expect them to go out and handle business. Vanderbilt is a sneaky good team, especially at home.
Mm-hmm.
I just think Auburn's a total mismatch. I don't think they have the horses inside to deal with what Auburn's bringing to the table.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't shock me to see Auburn lock them down, too.
Auburn, they have men playing, man. Honestly, they just they bring a different level of intimidation and tenacity when they get into the basket.
Yep.
When you got your point guard or your two guard finishes on a one-hand slam on people just off a bounce pass.
Yeah. Just, I mean, look,
you gotta love it.
Athleticism off the charts, yeah. Freakishly good athletes there. And on top of it, my favorite play tonight is going to be Mississippi State. They're hosting Florida. We've talked about this. Going on the road in the SEC is an absolute bitch.
Yeah.
It just is. And I don't think you can just look at it and say, I'm going to take every home team. Because obviously, like, look, I'm taking Auburn today. We had a couple of road teams last week that worked out for us, but been trying to find the really good spots, and I think this is one of them. I think Mississippi State knocks off Florida after their big emotional win this past week over Auburn. So, to recap, my top five are going to be the Pistons over, Mississippi State, Buffalo over in college hoops, Iowa State over, and Auburn. So there you go, Rob.
Yeah. That's awesome. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I was just telling you, Jeremy, I just got my television schedule out for Masson. I'm loving it. without revealing too much. It's going to be, I think we're going to have some Joe, we're going to have some epic shows with me on the road this year.
You see what type of condition his condition is in.
We're gonna find out. We're gonna have some epic shows, my friend.
You're not gonna be broadcasting from the trough this time around.
No, it won't be.
Because there is no trough this time around.
They're talking about losing the team, period.
No, but we're gonna have some different type of epic shows. Trust me.
Yeah, speak of the devil. There's Melanie Newman on TV.
Don't call her the devil.
Okay.
She's the devil.
I'm just joking.
Rob, have they released if Masson's gonna do any spring training broadcast, TV broadcast? Have they done that yet? Or can you break that news or no? I was trying to find it.
They haven't released it yet, no.
Okay.
You know what's cool, though? You remember all those times Rob would text Jim Palmer when he was on the West Coast and ask him to get up for us? Well, now we get to text
Rob
and ask him to get up for us.
That's right. That's right.
I can't wait to hear what you sound like so far away, so early where you're at. Ooh, buddy.
3 a.m.
That's messed up, man.
He must be lonely.
I'm going to say 3:02 in the a.m.
God. That's Seattle. Horrible. Yeah, this was a Seattle.
Remember when they were talking about sending Phoenix. Us to Vegas for the opening of, what was it, the Raiders and
Yes, Ravens, the Raiders and Ravens.
We were going to, there was conversation about sending us out there, which obviously there's always conversation and it never happens.
I was so glad that conversation failed.
But then we were going, what time we got to get up to do the show?
I was so glad that thing fell through. I did not want to do that.
You kidding me? You guys would have to find me like they were looking for White Doug in The Hangover.
I'm like, huh?
Our Doug was a white.
Did you die?
That's like, did we do something? What are we doing that for?
That'd be cool.
But I didn't want to say anything because you and Ed seemed to love it. Oh, we get together. I'm like, I want to go to Vegas on my own.
I look forward to the road trips with the guys. Like, I think we always talk about this.
Let's take a damn road trip and not work it.
Well, I mean, when we get out and about and it's just the ball busting that happens. I mean, imagine the ball busting that goes on the air and then what actually takes place off the air.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like the story last year when I was in my spaceship and we went to Camden Yards and Ed was in the team store and he could barely walk. His sciatica was acting up. So I went out front and told everybody Ed was signing autographs inside. So I just kept wheeling people in and Ed must have thought he was the most popular man in the world. Are you Ed Norris? You signing autographs? What? You're the third person to ask me that.
You know, the funny part about it is neither he or Ed could work or walk, but for different reasons.
Yeah.
Joe LaCroix's encore and the Black History Month at 9:45. But on the other side, Jeremy Cohn, what's going on with this Jake Paul dude, man?
Yeah, I mean, he's trying to goat Canelo Alvarez into coming out and fighting him. I don't think Alvarez is going to do it, but this is interesting. And look, more and more talk that the Paul brothers are bringing to boxing.
We'll talk about it up next on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
9:30 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jeremy, what's going on in the world of boxing, man? I know you're a huge fan, but well, geez, man, these guys, what's going on, man?
So remember when we were talking about this and I said, hey, I saw that Canelo Alvarez was going to fight Jake Paul. And then you were like, no, it says here they're not fighting. And we had that back and forth. Well, there was a lot of discussion over it, but Canelo was... they thought he was going to be involved in this possible fight with Jake Paul, if you want to call it a super fight. Again, you guys have heard what I've said about the Paul brothers. I can't stand them. But interesting enough, one of the reasons why Canelo pivoted and did not take this fight, and if you heard him too, he put out that sound clip. He goes, I only fight real boxers. Mm-hmm. I do not fight the YouTube guy. It's just funny. I do not fight the YouTube guy. I fight real boxers. And that's what, look, and here's the other thing. Even if he fought Canelo, Jake Paul weighs so much more than him even then, and I still think Canelo beats his ass. But people keep watching these stupid-ass fights. What happened was, so Canelo...
You do know when you said, when you quoted him and used that accent, you sound like the guy on That 70s Show.
Cool.
Okay.
Right. But no, so I didn't realize how much the Saudis were getting in on boxing and having their own... kind of their own promotional group, and that's who Canelo just signed with. So he's got a 4-fight deal with Turkey Alal Sheikh, I believe is how you pronounce it. But he made it crystal clear that the 34-year-old woman will not be boxing what he deems the problem child. And as I'm looking at some of this stuff here, you could see online the pictures of them taking photos together. And as I was reading a bunch of stuff going back and forth between fans, they're talking about Turkey Alal Sheikh being the number one promoter in all of boxing. And I'm like, when did this happen? When did I miss? Maybe I haven't been following outside of the mainstream stuff and getting back into the sport the way I should have. But it is kind of crazy to think about this. I do believe you could probably make the most money off of this Jake Paul fight because he's got this younger audience hooked for whatever reason. But again, you're going to keep fighting YouTubers or you're going to keep fighting old MMA fighters that weren't boxers.
Fight boxers.
Just fight boxers, man. If you're a boxer, then box somebody. Jackasses, cokeheads, losers. Yeah, man, it's so frustrating. And then, so Jake Paul put on a full court press, basically calling out Canelo on social media and just trashing him, this, that, and the other. And I think Canelo just ignores it because he's got a ton of money coming in from his new Saudi promoter. Would you watch that fight if he did fight like a real boxer?
Yeah, I would.
Because I'd be watching. 100%. I would watch it to watch him get his ass whipped.
100%. That's the problem, though, because I would watch for that reason and I'd get let down because he'd probably win.
You know what's sad is, like, these guys aren't.
You think he would fight? You think Canelo would have it fixed like Tyson did?
No. No, there's. No. Now that guy is. Tyson had nothing else to prove. Like, you come out and you lose to he's a YouTuber. That's all. And look, he's not devoid of talent. I'm not telling you he can't box. He just shouldn't be making this type of money for fighting these guys, which is ridiculous that people pay this. Because I don't want to watch it. The Mike Tyson thing was a joke. That was a dog and pony show. You guys got sold some snake oil.
Yeah, you sure did. It's unreal.
You want to go have a sarsaparilla with me? I mean, come on. Like, really? You wanted to watch 60-some-year-old Mike Tyson? And then people were like, you got to give him credit. He beat Mike. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I could never beat my dad's ass. Yeah. If he showed up today, I'd beat that old man's ass. You get what I'm saying?
No.
Me either. So, anyway.
No. Not at all. I think your dad still whip your ass.
He might. He's broken down. I mean, I'm broken down, so.
That's what you're saying.
But Rob, like, to the point of it is, you know, you're seeing these promotions and we all the things going on with MMA too, where we've got all these great fights coming up with UFC and you're seeing these terrific matchups. Like, I want to watch Chimaev fight. Well, who's going to beat this guy? Like, he just keeps destroying people. Alex Pereira is trying to fight, you know, the winner from this weekend. So there's Duplessis, and there's all these great opportunities to see top-notch fighting. It makes me wonder why people are flocking to watch Jake Paul put on an exhibition. You know,
I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't find him entertaining.
My left stroke gone viral.
Yeah. I don't find him entertaining. And like you said, you know, he fought Mike Tyson, that old man, 60-something year old man. I remember watching that because I went someplace and they had it on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting there and these people are like, well, you know, Mike's still Mike. Mike can do this, Mike can do that. I'm like, Mike can do that against someone his age. He's not doing that against this young dude.
That dude was, they had to postpone the fight and or push it back because he was in the hospital with heart issues. He's a 60-year-old man.
He ain't beating Jake Paul, man.
But we're going to keep going through this dog and pony show, and it's everybody trying. Like, you get so many people that are stepping up. It's like, I'll fight you. I'll fight you. And one of my favorite things, Fluffy came out, or the Mexican heavyweight fighter came out and said, I'll fight you. Why didn't Jake respond to him? Because he doesn't want to fight a heavyweight. He doesn't want to fight somebody his size. He wants to keep doing this nickel and diming, taking your guys' money to watch him do nothing in the ring in an exhibition fight where guys make more money if they lose rather than if they win. It's a joke. It's basically virtual WWE.
You want to make some money? Yeah. All right, lose this fight.
And I mean, when you're looking at Tyson, what did Tyson have to lose? You think people are going to question him? Do you think he cares? I mean, that guy's already been put through the ringer. So
it's not about legacy.
Yeah, it's not about that at all.
You're going to be dead. You're not going to care. Bring Butterbean out of Butterbean retirement.
He'd have fought him and knocked his ass out too. Well, Butterbean, like, I did get my one buddy X texted me and said he did fight a boxer, Tommy Fury, and he lost. And Tommy Fury's not even good. So don't give me this nonsense, guys. Like, again, can the kid fight for a YouTuber? Sure. But what type of consolation prize you want to give him?
Can he fight for a fighter? No.
He's just a grifter. Like, he's been doing it basically his entire adult life.
Yep. So I don't know that we're going to get anywhere with this, Rob, and I don't know who the next opponent's going to be. We did hear that John Jones should be fighting Tom Aspinall, which I think if you're an MMA fan, that's another one that you want to keep your eye on. And again, I don't know how big some of these other ancillary things are going to get, like bare-knuckle boxing. We've had some of the guys on. You've seen those. The slap fighting with the, you know, you get there like you're going to arm wrestle somebody and you're slapping them. You guys have all seen it. It's so ridiculous.
So stupid.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
You've scrolled through Facebook or Twitter. You've seen a video of it.
Yeah, I've seen that. It seems like we're so thirsty for entertainment, man.
Well, and I don't like this whole world that we live in is driving me insane. Like, there was a report over the weekend that Stephen A. Smith is polling for a presidential election in 2028, and I'm going,
well, you knew that was going to happen once he
what?
Start talking about you didn't see that coming?
No, but I'm saying, like, why would you, out of nowhere, like, people wanted The Rock to be a president. Like, what are we doing? Who are these people that you want to be in charge that just because you watch them on TV, now you want them to be in charge of everything?
Yeah.
I just don't get it, man. So dumb.
Chris in San Antonio. What's up, Chris?
Rob, how y'all doing?
How
are you?
Doing well.
Good, brother. Good. Hey, quick question. Are y'all still going down to spring training in person?
Rob will be down there, right?
I will.
Are you going, Jeremy?
I'll be to the 10th.
I won't. I'll be back here.
Okay. Hey, Rob, I know you're not a big YouTube guy, but if you go on YouTube, there are so many stills and slow-mos where Mike Tyson could have knocked out.
Oh, I saw it. I saw them.
And pulled the punches.
Yeah, I saw it. They were on Twitter. They were on almost every social media outlet around. And I do watch a lot of YouTube. I just don't believe in the YouTube superstars, but I watch a lot of YouTube.
Jeremy, you're completely right about it being snake oil, and being an older guy, what would have made my day if Mike Tyson just would have knocked him out in the first 10 seconds and walked away. even if he get any money or not, we'll start a GoFundMe, whatever. That's all I got to say, guys.
Thanks a lot, man. Have a good one, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, I think Joe put it, he's a grifter. That's what he's just basically, what's the next thing I got to do? It's Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Would you be that surprised if he opened up his own circus?
No, man. It's unbelievable. And it is weird to look at the things that get popular nowadays and watching the kid. Like, wasn't it their salt or their drink? Is that Prime? Is that what
Prime? Yeah, that's what it is.
Like, all the kids had to have it. Like,
Prime is theirs?
Yeah, it's them.
Yeah.
Did they discover it or they bought it? Which one?
No, I think someone came to them and they bought into it and like
became the faces.
Yeah. It's kind of like how 50 Cent had vitamin water.
Right, right. And he sold it for $50
million? Is that how much it was?
50.
I thought it was even more than that.
It may have been.
Yeah.
Have
been. 50.
50 now. That guy can't help but make money. You ever know that?
Did you? Who? 50 Cent?
He can't help but make money, man.
What, did you see him coming out and throwing shit? Who's the cat that just died? That he had beef with, and then he was taking shots at him posthumously. He just doesn't care. 50 Cent would just drag your dead body after it's over with. He does not care. And like all the stuff with Diddy. Remember when he, you remember when he had the issue with Floyd Mayweather?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, he said, I'll pay you $1 million if you can read Cat in the Hat. And not
that
mess
was
up.
So messed up.
You understand how disrespectful that is? If you can read Cat in the Hat and not mess up.
Currently, 50 Cent, his current beef is with Big Meech.
Big Meech, yeah. From BMF.
Yeah. What is that about? Oh, because he worked for him?
No, Big Meech was the character portrayed in the movie. 50 Cent took his little Meech, Big Meech's real life son, under his wing, sent him to acting school, and kind of groomed him for this position. He's playing his dad in the show. Well, Big Meech is like acting as if 50 Cent owes him something. And 50 now is, making a documentary, allegedly saying how Big Meech snitched.
Jeez. Man.
50. Yo, it's 50. Hey, here's the biggest 50 Cent flex. You want to hear real flex, Joe?
You know, the Ja Rule one?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know this flex?
Yes. When he bought all the tickets?
Ja Rule tried to make a comeback. 50 Cent bought the first two rows of the concert, and they didn't have anybody sitting there. Don't mess with that, man.
Yeah.
Don't mess with that, man.
You get to find out how petty some people can be.
I hate pettiness. Joe has the encore. Someone you don't want to miss it. Also, our Black History Moment of the Day on The Fan. I'm hoping my buddy Jimmy is joking around. He says, Kendrick Lamar is good. Love the Amazon chain, too.
Love the... Oh, God.
Everybody breaking this down now and realizing what he was doing is pretty funny.
It's an A minor.
Because...
A minor. Go.
It's flag had two little kids on it holding an A minor.
Yes.
Ooh.
I don't think he was just speaking to Drake, either.
I said the same thing Sunday night. I don't think he will. Hey, so Joe,
layers.
Answer this question, Joe. I said this, and I want you to dissect this. I think Kendrick Lamar on Sunday opened up another can of worms. Intentionally.
Yep.
Is that his next beef?
I don't know.
Is that his next target?
Who knows, man?
Somebody asked, you like to be Kendrick Lamar? No. Why? Because I don't want to be the topic of the next song.
Well, you brought it up earlier. We were talking off the air. What does Kendrick have that most rappers don't have? A damn Pulitzer.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like...
It's a Pulitzer Prize winner, man.
Just needs an Oscar now.
You see that... And this is what I keep saying. People don't realize it. And I don't care if you like hip-hop or not. These are modern-day poets. I mean, they're...
And he's brilliant.
That he puts things together, you don't have to like it. It wasn't for you. I enjoyed the hell out of the halftime show.
And that's the encore for the day. It is February, and we are celebrating Black History Month all February long, including right now. Today, boys and girls, we're talking about Janet Rita Bashan. She is an American entrepreneur, business consultant, and software inventor. Bashan is best known for patenting a web-based EEO software application, LinkLine, now known as Nalika to assist with equal employment opportunity investigations and claims tracking. Bastion is regarded as the first black woman to obtain a web-based software patent. Bastion attended Alabama A&M, a historically black college and university, but did not graduate. Emersol enrolled in the University of Houston and graduated with a degree in legal studies in government. Dr. Bastion attended Harvard University. She also graduated from Tulane Law School. She received a doctorate from USC's Suzanne Dwarik Peck School of Social Work. After graduating from University of Houston, Bastion worked for an insurance company handling claims related to equal employment opportunities. Bastion would later receive a $5,000 loan from her mother in 1994, began her own company, Bastion Corporation, to investigate discrimination claims filed by employees. As her company grew, Bastion became aware of the need for better ways of storing and assessing the data related to claims. With her cousin, Donnie Moore, a Tufts University computer science graduate, Bastion began developing a software. This was the genesis for the software previously known as LinkLine. In January 2006, Bastion was awarded a patent, making her the first black woman to earn a web-based software patent. Ladies and gentlemen, she is an inventor named Janet Rita Bastion. Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. Couple of national days today. Today is National Peppermint Patty Day. Not the peppermint patty on the peanuts, but the real peppermint patty. You like peppermint patties?
Yeah. When I bite into a York peppermint patty, my nipples harden, my pubic hair curls, and my sphincter twitches.
Nice.
That was from Jack Handy on Saturday Night Live. It was great.
I went with the Black History moment that I went with, an inventor, because today is National Inventors Day. So for all of you either aspiring or have actually invented something,
entrepreneurs,
today is your day. What you got for us over there, Jeremy?
All right, let's start with this. What do you call a food fight with unlimited amount of food?
What's that?
All you can yeet. this one's a kind of a stupid one, but imagine a naked bear struggling to carry a box of ball bearings with a wheel bearing on top. We'd have a bear, barely bearing, bearings.
Hey! I didn't even understand that.
Yeah, exactly. There was a woman in labor. She yelled, "Should it? Would it? Could it? Can't?" And the doctor said, "Don't worry. They're just contractions." My son asked me, "Dad, today I watched someone do 50 push-ups. Do you think you could do that?" I said, "Of course, son. I don't want to brag, but I could probably watch someone do about 100 push-ups." Police officer came to my house, and he asked where I was between 5 and 6. Apparently, kindergarten was the right answer. This is dumb. Dumb. What do you call a cow that just gave birth? Burf. Decaffeinated. Yeah. No, nothing.
No.
What do you call an obese clairvoyant? A four chin teller. Oh man! All right, that's it. These other ones sucked today.
Some I didn't get really the bad. Beef one. Go with the pregnant one again. Give that to me again.
The cow. Oh, decaffeinated. He gave birth to a calf. Decaffeinated. You still don't get it?
Yeah, I get it. It's not funny.
Oh, okay. Well, that's just say you get it and it's not funny.
Like, first, I didn't because you broke it up at first. And then I'm like, okay. And then
I'm
when
still
you
trying to explain it. And he's like, yeah, I don't get it. No, you do. It's just not funny. What do you mean to do with that one?
Oh, my gosh. We'll be back tomorrow. Do this thing all over again. Talk about some phenomenal college basketball tonight. Also, get pitchers and catchers report. Orioles report tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Yeah, remember because Rock was saying he had to fly down in the weather.
Yeah, pitchers and catchers tomorrow. First workout for them is on Thursday.
There you go. Baseball season, baby. Baseball season. Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Taco Tuesday.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.